Paula LaRue is an expert when it comes to crime prevention and stalking, and she's on the other end of our line. Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. I imagine you're pretty busy, as we've got kids going back to school. We've got college students going back to school, and they need to make sure that where they go and where they live are safe and secure.
Yes, absolutely. It's a very exciting time. But we always need to be aware and, be careful of what's around us.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, my background is in crime prevention, also safety, security, also education. I've done a number of seminars on crime prevention, domestic violence, stalking, identity theft, things like that. I've also written two books. One is on stalking called Stalking, Surviving the Hidden Terror, which is a compilation of different stories that have occurred in Michigan and across the nation. So stalking is quite a problem, and I hope I'm helping people with this book.
All right, when it comes to crime prevention, and we're going to talk about stalking next, when it comes to crime prevention, people just need to be smart, register your bike and your goods and have renter's insurance and just make sure you keep your place safe and secure.
Absolutely, and just a couple of things as far as how to keep your kids safe when they're walking to or from school. Make sure that they walk with a friend, go through the route with the child so that they know ahead of time as to, where to go. Of course, make sure that they refuse to go with anyone they don't know, but this is very important. Make sure that there's a family password so that if somebody does approach them, that they know or that they don't know, and if that person doesn't have a family password, the child does not go with them at all. Because as you and I know, predators can be very, very persuasive, and children don't know. They've been taught to listen to adults, so we have to be very, very careful with that.
Stalking is a very scary thing, and not only for females perhaps walking around the campus, but for kids in general. What are some of the things we can do to protect ourselves?
Yeah, absolutely. For little kids, and many children are stalked, by the way, by predators out there. One girl in particular that comes to mind was a girl in high school, and she was stalked by, and she was 14, and she was stalked by someone who was 26. So certain things to be wary of. Ask your children, did anybody approach them throughout the day? Stalkers will come up to children and say, can you help me find my, football, or can you help me find so-and-so's house? And children don't think anything of it. So when you ask your children, did anybody approach you, listen very carefully. This young lady in particular that I'm referring to, the stalker saw her playing college or high school athletics, and he latched right onto her. And he would call her acting like a high school student. And the student didn't think anything of it. She didn't tell her parents right away what happened. So parents, ask your kids, does anybody calling you? What's going on throughout the day? You don't want to make, anybody paranoid, but you want to stay safe.
All right. And for people who want more information, do you have a resource for your books and info?
Yeah, absolutely. You can contact me at plarue@comcast.net, and I can send you all the information, things like that.
All right, Paula, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.